Hey, y'all, and welcome to the Bachelorette Rehab Up Show. I'm Amy, here with the lovely Haley Strong. I'm back in my hometown now, but how's everything back in Canada, Haley?
Everything is going pretty okay with me. Currently, my Blue Jays are losing to the Yankees, which is never a good thing. But
good thing we can distract you.
Pull out a win. Yeah, exactly. So we can talk about the Bachelorette. So yeah. I don't have to worry about getting my heart broken by 25 different guys at once.
Right. Yeah, I was heartbroken to have to come back from a vacation, but at least there was a Bachelorette episode waiting for me.
And an actual new one, too, this week, rather than just some lame recap.
Oh, gosh, that was so lame. But we did have fun with Randy. That made up for it. You know,
we did. And if you haven't already, go check out our podcast with Randy. It's in our iTunes feed or it's on robhasawebsite.com. You might have to scroll down the page a little bit to find it, but I promise you it is there and it is worth listening to.
Definitely. We've got some great feedback on that. So thanks for everyone who tweeted. He had some really good insights about the edit and, you know, based on his experience from Survivor. So I think even if you're not, you know, well, if you're listening to this, then you probably listen to that one, but you know, if you haven't, go find it, because it kind of came out later than we had hoped, so it might have got a little buried if you're expecting something on a Wednesday. So go dig that one up and you won't regret it. So let's see. In this episode, we traveled to Marseille, which, Haley, did you know is the perfect place to fall in love?
Well, I remember when I was in the south of France, I fell in love too, but not with a person, but with the idea of squeezable Nutella, which is a thing, and it's great. And I haven't been able to find it since, and it's been, you know, 6 long years, and yeah. I truly miss it.
I have not seen that before.
Well, it is amazing, maybe. And if you go to France, seek it out, because it's great.
And send it to Haley.
Yeah, send it to me, or bring me to France with you.
Perfect. Started out Chris Harrison looking kind of French in his turtleneck and blazer, pulls Andy aside. That's kind of that thing they have to do, that little scene.
If only he was wearing a beret.
I know, wouldn't that be perfect to have a little curly mustache?
That would have been perfect. Yeah. Oh my god, there. Can you imagine?
I'm surprised they didn't do that. But he says, "Are you falling in love?" And Andy says, "Stop." And then she kind of hints that she's falling in love with a couple guys. So then we get that progression there. But she doesn't say who, of course. But I think we can kind of predict the front runners. We'll talk about that later. Let's see. A lot of scenes of France. And then we get, like, the guys arriving. I kind of like the contrast of Andrew and Markel, because you had Andrew being like, "Oh yes, I've been to Saint-Tropez, Monaco, so Marseille is just the perfect next place for me to go." And then Markel,
and obviously he's oozing douche all over
totally
their apartment.
Yeah,
because what else would Andrew do?
Right, that's just kind of his role this season, to just be kind of that smug guy. Thinks he's like ahead of everybody else, but yet have we ever seen them have a conversation? I don't think so. And then Markel is, like, really grateful to be there. Like, "Oh, growing up, I never would have thought coming here."
Can we take a quick aside to talk about what a stellar edit Markel got this episode?
Oh, my gosh.
Just absolutely flawless. I don't – like, I saw so many tweets over the last 24 hours being like, "Markel is the best. I love him. I need him as the next bachelor." So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I did
think
just
he got
a great edit.
And I think we've all kind of liked him along the way, but this episode, it was just like in your face, like you're supposed to like Markel.
Right. And this
and
episode
I do,
more.
So that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He was on my draft. So of course I have to support him too. But yeah, he got a great edit. Like before he was just kind of a little more comic relief. He had a lot of funny things like the cookies and the chokehold that he was teaching her and just a great attitude. And here it got a little more serious. We'll go into that as we go along. But yeah, I agree. Like, yeah, starting out, even they showed him just being really appreciative of being there. They had a gorgeous suite too. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Yeah. And then they're waiting for the one-on-one date card. Of course, we get all the nervous, you know, "I hope it's me. Andrew wanted it, you know, hasn't had that yet." But it goes to Josh, who she's had chemistry with this whole time, so that was no surprise. What did you think of her date with Josh?
Honestly, I think it was a little bland. Like, I don't even really remember many activities. Like, they kind of hung out on a cliff, right?
Yeah.
And then they went for dinner, and then they had a private concert, which Josh seemed shocked about.
Yeah. I don't think he's watched the show
before.
For what
reason, I do not know.
Yeah, hasn't he heard of, like, the two private concerts they've already had, Chris and...
And I'm, the next Marcus. Three that they'll probably have.
Yeah. I feel like back in the day, there was only one really private concert. It used to be special.
Nothing really stood out about this date.
Yeah, like pretty scenery, a pretty
palace. Oh, they went on a boat, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. No, I totally forgot that, too.
I was a fan of the boat. A big boat fan.
Yeah, what I noticed was, like, they were immediately cuddly. Like, they kind of looked like they were already exclusively dating.
I feel like they've had that, like, attraction since, like, night one. Like, they've been all over each other. And I'm pretty sure he's the first one that Andy kissed without being on a one-on-one date,
I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
So that physical, like that pure physical attraction has been there since, you know, day one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
And Andy's told us how, like, she's kind of not sure what to think about it because Josh is the type of guy she usually goes for. And obviously that hasn't worked out for her in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But she said she's willing to give him a try because he opened up to her more and kind of showed her that he's not like every other athlete or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's kind of repeated that their physical chemistry is insane. And they were on the boat. I remember they were talking about sports and he said how he was the second round pick. Were you impressed by that? 48th overall.
I am impressed by that. What I'm not impressed with was that he was released by the Brewers, like, during High A, which, not everyone knows a lot about minor league baseball, but let me tell you, that is not good, especially for a second-round draft pick.
Now, did he say... I don't think he said he was released on this date. Was this some investigation you were doing? He was making it seem like,
I can't remember if we talked about this with Rob. Or if it was on the podcast or like just in another conversation, but I remember he looked it up.
Okay.
And that's what he said. But in the episode, it made it sound like he quit have a family.
Start a family.
That is not the truth, y'all.
No.
Bachelor wrap up. We're breaking batch up in here.
Yeah.
We're giving you the scoop and that is it.
We pull no punches. Yeah. No. And then he said something about going to football because he got bored or something. And then he was kind of being competitive.
Hey, boys, never go to football from baseball.
No.
That is such a downgrade on athletic sports. Baseball players are number one. Football players are, like, number four of the big four sports. So don't downgrade.
I'm sure no one disagrees with that. Who knows about football?
And if you do, tweet me about it.
Right.
And I will send you so many pictures to prove why you're wrong.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you.
Thank you.
Put the golfers ahead of that. You know, we're talking about professional golfers with Randy last time, basketball. You know, we like Brian. So one thing I thought was funny that he said was they were kind of having that competitive nature, and he was saying, like, well, I'd beat you at tennis even though I've never played, or something like that. And then he's like, well, what are you really good at that you can beat me at? And she goes, mind games. So I don't know if that's foreshadowing. It was kind of silly, but I don't think she's just talking about the crossword puzzle there. So
although I'm sure we can all beat Josh in that.
Yeah, it might not be too
hard. We know what he does now, or is he just like living the life of a former baseball player?
Financial. It was in his his package that you can't see from Canada, but yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like disappointing that we were not able to see his package.
Isn't it? Now that I'm safely back in the US, I can check it out whenever I want. Speaking of packages, well, she was comparing him to Juan Pablo a little bit.
Is this another tight
pants thing? No. Well, did he have kind of tight pants on this date? I feel like he
did. He had like these really light gray pants that clearly brought him back to his baseball playing days.
Yeah, he knows how to work it.
Yeah.
She was comparing him to Juan Pablo and that chemistry that she had with him. But just So I think she's kind of running into that, oh, well, if I felt this way about him and he's a nightmare, then maybe Josh is the same way. So they really, on their dinner, were sort of, he was trying to alleviate her fears. How do you think that conversation went? Were you impressed with Josh?
Okay, I was a little distracted during that conversation because he kept like leaning. He was like leaning into her really weirdly. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that.
He had this really weird angle going on. Like he was like, it was odd. Anyway, so I was a little distracted
like,
by that.
Was he trying to go in for a kiss? Do you think, or is this just like
no?
His physical...
I feel like it was like he read like a book on body language, and like a way to make someone attracted was to like lean in to like show you're interested. And he just was like
bobbing around.
Yeah. I wish you could, like, I wish this was like a video podcast right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. One thing that Andy brought up when they were at dinner, they kind of went into the conversation about things that what she's already said basically from night one, but just that she has that stereotype of him and that she's dated athletes in the past. And he specifically asked her, have you been cheated on? And she said she had, and that she sort of chalked that up to athletes. And he comes back with, well, don't lump me into that. That he feels like he's known her for a long time and he's really comfortable around her. So how do you think that their relationship progressed? Did you think that conversation went well?
I did think it went well. And I think the relationship did progress in the way that Andy wanted it to. But like an outsider's perspective, I still think their relationship is like so heavily based in physical chemistry, and like that's important in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be more of a balance, and I don't feel like theirs is a balance. I feel like it's at least 70-30.
Yeah. I mean, she talks
coming
about...
from someone who has only seen maybe like 40 minutes of their relationship
right.
on television.
Right. But I mean, going
coming
into
from
the date,
relationship expert Haley.
Yeah. Going into the date, though, she said, like, basically, she's been waiting on the personal, emotional, mental connection. I mean, she only talked about their physical chemistry. So that's what she was hoping to get. So probably going into the date, it was like 95-5. So if it changed to 70-30, that's probably
good.
Yeah,
then it's an improvement.
Yeah. But they didn't really have a deep conversation. It was more just him allaying her fears about, hey, I'm not like that. But that maybe will help them progress further. She was kind of teasing him about, or trying to figure out, why he hadn't dated in 5 years. And then when they had their concert, she told him to listen to the words. So I tried to listen to, I don't know what they were trying to point out there. And it was,
yeah,
about,
I tuned out.
Yeah. So the
it's
line
like
of the
it go,
song,
I go into like bachelorette private concert mode and just like tune out.
You're just like, I'm not
read Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm relying on you for Twitter this week. So like you mentioned about Markel's edit and stuff, because I couldn't watch live and I was behind on the tweet timeline. So, but I did note what the words, it was Ben Fields, who I haven't heard of. I've heard of Ben Folds, but.
I was like, did they mean like Ben Folds?
Right.
Is that who they meant?
Right. But he's saying a line like, if there's one good reason for taking it slowly, I know I haven't found it yet. That's why I'm lonely. So I guess they want to point that out, that maybe they're telling them to slow it down a bit.
Even though this show is taking place over like
exactly,
9 weeks.
Exactly.
And this relationship is not going slow.
No, not at all. Then they kind of cut to after this date, or kind of during this date. We get these little scenes of the guys back at the mansion, and they have JJ, Markel, Nick V, and Brian just sort of sitting there gossiping, like obviously not staged at all. They're just like, oh, let
no,
me tell
definitely
you.
Not.
But there was one guy that they were targeting with this conversation, and that was Andrew, and it was JJ. So Andrew, JJ's already come after Andrew for getting the hostess's phone number. And then this time he was talking about something he overheard, or that Andrew told him allegedly during the rose ceremony the first night, which was that after Ron got the rose, JJ said that Andrew whispered to him, oh, she gave it to the two Blackies.
And it's actually interesting. JJ posted a picture on Twitter
uh-huh.
that was like a screenshot of when Ron was getting the rose.
Oh, yeah.
And Andrew leaning over to JJ. to, like, saying something. So if you haven't seen that, go seek out JJ's Twitter.
Yeah.
And there's a picture there, and that's actually, like, regardless, we don't, wasn't closed captioning. Yeah. We don't know what exactly was said.
But you'd think.
But don't worry, JJ wasn't that drunk that night.
Yeah. He wasn't. He heard it. Although he does say he could have said, oh, she gave it to the two black guys instead of blackies. Either way, he commented on it, but
yeah,
they sort of ran with that. Markel was, you know, understandably upset. And then we kind of have this storyline throughout the episode of him getting ready to confront Andrew about that. It doesn't happen yet. But setting the stage that we're meant to not like Andrew, but I don't think that was a shock because he hasn't been shown in the best light from the beginning. And I think, you know, his video package that I saw and all the comments he made about being above everyone sort of speak for him in a lot of ways. But again, we don't see everything. So what did you think of their convo? And then Markel's reaction, because
it kind of broke my heart to see Markel, like, so upset like that, because he as genuine as you can seem on, like, a show like this, he just seems really genuine and, like, a fun-loving, easygoing guy. And I feel like it takes a lot to kind of rattle him, but when he gets rattled, it's really rattled.
Yeah.
And I just said rattled way too many times in too short of a span of time.
Sorry.
But then I think it also brought up an interesting point about racism in The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually talked to Randy about this a little bit last week about, you know, the lawsuits that have come up and, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really interesting and truly heartbreaking to see Markel, you know, just kind of breaking down. And it's not just this one, it's clearly just not this one experience he's had to face. And, like, obviously I can't comment on what it's like to have those kinds of comments directed at you, but it's gotta be just so exhausting to just try to prove yourself all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, it shouldn't have to be that way.
Right. Yeah. That kind of his confessional where he's just sort of talking, like, I wish people would just see me for these other qualities I have and have that not be the first thing that I'm labeled as. And, you know, as much as people can know you, they still can make a judgment, a snap judgment. And, you know, he didn't break down in front of the guys. In front of the guys, he was kind of more just, okay, well, I'm going to confront him. And
he was very, very, like, calm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you could tell he was getting upset, but he was very good at just, like, not freaking out.
Right, right. And this speaks to what you were saying about getting a great edit as well. Like, and I thought it was interesting and kind of nice that the show showed this, because it is something that they've been criticized for before and they've never really addressed at all. Never. So for him to even just comment about being an African American on this show, you know, it's never something that has ever been brought up, so that I can recall at all. So let's see. Next we get the group date, which is miming. So they get that card, which had nothing on it, and I thought
that was actually kind of a cute
That was clever,
a cute card.
And I kind of enjoyed Patrick's confessionals this episode. Like, he said something like, once I find out what that card means,
good.
Yeah,
he was shockingly good.
Yeah, he was funny. He's like, once I find out what that card means, I'm all about it. And miming, you think it's all ha ha ha, well, you try it. So I enjoyed him this episode. What did you think of miming as a date in France?
I liked it because it gave me a break from having to hear from guys like Cody for a little bit.
Made them shut up a little
bit. I thought the outfits were adorable.
I did too. I was like,
Who do you think looked best in their miming outfit?
I thought Markel looked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought JJ.
Another point of him being edited very well.
Yeah. He looked... filled out that suit
and
nicely.
I also, like, I loved Andy's outfit in this date. Like, I thought it was probably one of her best ones yet.
The suspenders,
it was like that really, like, pretty delicate lace shirt and just kind of like the pants, and the suspenders looked really cute with it.
Yeah, she did look cute. Yeah,
I just loved that
maybe
outfit.
They should have had mimes on the stripper date instead of the cowboys
stripping mimes.
They looked pretty good.
I don't know. I don't follow you there.
No.
I think robots are way sexier than mines.
Okay. I thought it allowed for kind of funny confessionals, not the most dynamic date. They kind of showed Nick looking grumpy. I loved like Dylan just being like, well, I don't know about mimes. They use their hands and do activities.
Can we
And
also talk about how it made me LOL when Dylan was like, I'm going to be good at miming because I'm really good at showing emotion.
yeah,
We're like,
really?
Dylan, your face hasn't moved all season. How do you think you're going to be expressive enough to make it as a mime?
No, exactly. Like the quietest guys, like that you think, okay, well, they're quiet, like Chris, but just because you're not talking doesn't mean, Markel was really the best, I think. Markel and
He was
JJ.
fantastic.
Yeah.
And I thought Cody did well.
Yeah.
I thought he did good.
He's kind of dancing around. I
He must have
liked.
been kind of, he must have been out of his comfort zone though, because he had to wear a crew neck shirt rather than a really deep V.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think the horizontal stripes were really working for him.
No.
No. And I liked JJ like reenacting their old people date. Like he was doing cute things on this episode that I think won him some points. And so they didn't talk at all during this, but they had a lot to say after their miming challenge, and they got to
They sure did.
their little restaurant or wherever they were. A lot of stuff came out there. What stood out to you the most?
What stood out to me?
All these confrontations.
Yeah. Okay, let's start with Markel and Andrew,
Okay.
because that's just where I want to start.
Okay, yeah.
I thought it was super like interesting that Markel was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna wait until we get home. And Dylan was like, no, you should do it now. I was like, Dylan, are you
Yeah.
sabotaging Markel? Because it could have completely blown up. And like it
Yeah.
didn't end up blowing up. But so Markel confronted Andrew and Andrew got angry and said, no, like I didn't say that. That's ridiculous. Like I would never do that.
Yeah.
And it kind of carried over into his conversation with Andy,
Right.
where Andy was like, yeah, like I can tell, like I can feel it. You're not like you're upset about something. And so he kind of like alluded to it without actually, going into detail. And she was like, I feel like you're not all in this. And he was like, yeah, I'm not. And she was
Yeah,
like,
I thought he might
you're
have
getting
left at that
distracted
moment.
by the house drama when like you're like that's not what you're here for. And he was like, yeah, but like I can't help it. And she's like, okay, whatevs.
Right.
And that's probably the main reason why he, spoiler alert, went home.
Right. I was thinking he was maybe going to walk out at that minute because
I
he's
thought
just
so
sort of like,
too.
oh, I'm out of this. And he knew, I mean, was it him? Yeah, I think it was him saying at the earlier in the episode, like, oh, haven't had the one-on-one date I really wanted. And if I don't get it, is this her way of saying, pretty astute observation that is this her way of saying that I'm going to go home at the end of the night or, this end of
Yeah.
this week, which it kind of is. If you haven't had a one-on-one at this point, those are the guys who are going home. So I thought maybe he was going to try to like, well, I'm going to turn the tables on her and I'll be the one walking out, even though he knew
Yeah, because it
he
kind of
didn't
seems
have
like he's the
anything.
type of person to kind of, if things aren't going his way, that he just kind of like,
Yeah.
burns it down while he still
Right,
can.
right. Protect the ego.
Yeah.
This one had a lot of Andy being like, I can sense in the air something you're not telling me. I mean,
Oh my God.
where did that come from? Does she have ESP
And
or
like
are there producers
you
in
can
her
definitely
ear?
like if you, and I feel like Andy's a sharp enough girl that she can definitely like read the room, and she probably spent more time in the room than we saw, and she probably like felt the tension. And then you can just tell with people when they're just like kind of, focused on something else or whatever. Like Chrissy kind of came in a little awkward, and
She
she
really pressured him
knew
to
what
you.
the scoop was.
Right. And she just was like,
Yeah, and she was
tell
like,
me.
well, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to, and I don't want to get like involved in the house drama, but like tell me what's going on. And it's like, Andy, cool your jets.
Yeah. It was also funny when she's like, I know you don't give up your bros before. And then she paused and didn't say anymore. Like she wasn't going to call herself a hoe. And then she made a. Oh, so the other thing they were talking about besides. Other confrontation besides Markel and Andrew was Cody and Nick, and some of the other guys got in on that too, calling him out for being a front runner. And I mean, even and for mocking him. Casey said that Nick mocked him, and he admitted to that, mocked him for, I guess, being thankful or something.
Yeah, did we see that? Because I don't remember.
I don't think so. Okay. It was just something back at the house.
So yeah, we saw Chris kind of mention it, and then we saw Cody mention it, and Andy Patrick. Was like, "Whoa." Yeah, she was like, "Whoa, like if these guys are, you know, saying that he said something, then he definitely said something." So she confronted Nick about it, and he completely owned up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this conversation, we were meant to see Nick as a villain, but I didn't end up disliking him for this at all. Like, I kind of
I understand
where he's coming from, because when you're completely out of your comfort zone like that, it's natural to put a guard up, and maybe Nick's guard is a little standoffish, mm-hmm. even if he's not intending it to be. That's just like how he's coming off.
Yeah.
So. And he probably does feel like his connection with Andy is the strongest. And mm-hmm. I'm sure every single guy in there believes that as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're just, it's jealousy coming out. I mean, Patrick was calling him arrogant, and he's like, arrogance is not a quality a gentleman has, and you have a smug demeanor. But Patrick's been shown to be one of the more smug. He was the one with Andrew night one saying, these guys aren't at my level. So it's just kind of ironic.
Exactly.
You know, for who's him? Who is he to say that? And then it was kind of funny when he said, like, well, we can't really tell how you feel. And Nick was like, well, why do you care? You know, why does he have to report?
He has a point.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about them.
Right.
But yeah, so Nick fully admitted to Andy, which I give him props for.
Yeah, even though she was kind of skeptical.
And he says, like, I thought it was part of me and Cody, you know, just kind of ribbing each other. Like, we've been doing it all along. And I didn't realize it had upset him that much. And so maybe I'm being manipulated by Nick too, but I was like, okay, like this makes sense.
Yeah, you could see Cody overreacting to being called like, oh, like probably in the moment. I mean, it sounded like all Nick said was like, hey, Mr. Thankful, you know, like that just seemed like kind of funny. And if you have that relationship among friends that you sort of rib each other, and then maybe just later on he starts stewing over it like, hey, he was mocking me, I think. And you know, and I liked how Nick
or
was just
maybe
like,
it hit a little too close to home.
Yeah, yeah. Because he is kind of just playing the role of the person who's still thankful to be there because they really...
Yeah, because he's like, oh, well, I'm not getting any dates, so I might as well be thankful for all these free vacays.
Right.
But then Nick read Andy poetry, and that's what docked him points for me.
Yeah.
I hate poetry on The Bachelorette. I hate it on The Bachelor. I hate it IRL. I just hate it in general.
Even though it didn't rhyme, it still was like repeating the same line over and over again. Pretty much fourth grade material.
That was like such a panty dropper for her. Like she was all in on that.
Yeah, because she kind of had her guard up a little bit. Like she was still trying to like almost like fake that she was suspicious of him, you know, maybe for the cameras or something. But yeah,
but
she's
I kind of like that she's like, she's kind of admitting to that. She's like, well, I'm not sure if I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't. And she's kind of said that to Josh a few times. Like, at least she, like, I feel like she's being very honest, where I feel like a lot of the other bachelors and bachelorettes are very coy about their feelings.
Right. Yeah.
Where I feel like Andy's a little more open about it.
Yeah. And one thing I noticed, like, when they were just sitting down together, compared to even her with Josh, that when she's with Nick, it just seems like they've known each other a long time. The way she talks to him, just like, so tell me what's up. Like, what's going on? And that, and she says that they have that emotional, mental connection, that he, like, sees through her, he gets her. And you can, it just kind of comes off the screen that they just seem, like, so close and kind of have that understanding with each other.
It's just like, and I feel like it's just one of those things, like, you just kind of know when someone gets you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Andy and Nick just kind of, like, get each other. And it's a hard thing to explain.
Right.
But, like, if you felt that, like, you know.
Right, exactly. And the way, even just the way he was owning up to, I mocked Cody. Like, it was just a very low-key conversation. And instead of, like, him trying to impress her, or he was just very honest. And she was kind of calling him out, like, well, would you tell me this if I was your wife? Like, she was kind of advancing things a little much there. But, you know, he's sort of like, okay, that's fair. And he, you know. She's kind of doing that. I think that's for show, you know. They want, like, him not to hold back. Also on this, and towards the end of this group date, JJ, he was the first one to take – he just grabbed her. and took her
Oh yeah,
outside.
I thought what they did was super cute.
Yeah, that was
I
smart.
like that. And
The
yeah,
Ferris
I'm sure
wheel.
it was planned to go up on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, but he was the
But
one, I guess the first one to think of it or something, because
yeah, and it was yeah, I like that.
yeah,
It
I thought that
was
was cute. I don't like heights, but I do like Ferris wheels. I think those are
See, I
romantic.
dislike heights and I dislike Ferris
You
wheels.
do?
I can deal with them if they're like closed in, but it just makes me super anxious.
Yeah. Oh, like a closed, like the London Eye or something where they're all enclosed?
Yeah, like I could do that, but like I went on the one in on Coney Island and I thought I was gonna die the entire time.
Oh, okay. No, I like them. Although at the
Yeah,
State
I'm not
Fair, there's a
into
good
it.
one. Yeah. I think that is all with that date. Oh, well, let's see. She gave JJ, he deserved it. He got the rose on that because he was the one that
I
was
agree.
creative and
And it was kind of like
he got
before
the
the drama
rose.
started. And
Yeah.
I hate myself for the amount of times I've said drama in this episode of our recap so far.
I'm sure the producers love it though, because that's what they want you to see.
The
All the
Bachelorette
drama.
wrap-up drinking game is drink every time we say drama.
Yeah.
Don't drive, please, guys.
No. Let's see. Next, we have our boy Coach Brian gets the
Who
next
is really
one-on-one.
growing on me?
Was he? Okay.
He's a little like he started growing on me during like I think it was that half court
Yeah,
shot. I was
you
like,
like that.
oh yeah,
Yeah.
I was into
You are
that.
with Andy on
And
that.
I feel like most people think he's a little bland, but I kind of like that. Like I know that sounds
He's
weird.
normal. Like,
Yeah,
he's not putting on.
he's not like super beautiful. But he's not like, hideous, and he's not like, I don't know, he's just
He's
kind of like
down to
your average
earth.
guy. Yeah, he's down to earth, and I feel like he's a guy you would feel comfortable with, and he would be fun just to hang out with.
Yeah, and he's timid. But he's also straightforward. Like he recognizes when in on this date they watched a movie, and it didn't look like the best movie. I'll be honest, it was called The 100-Foot
See, I
Journey.
wanted to see it a lot.
You
I thought it
did?
looked, but yeah, I thought it looked good. I wanted to see it. But we
Yeah,
bef
I don't think
before their
Brian
date even
loved it.
started,
Yeah.
we saw a lot of foreshadowing. Like, who was it? Cody was
Cody.
like, like I don't know if Dylan's gonna come home. And like,
Yeah.
there was some
Like it'll
other
be a
things that
shock,
were
like
like
the
I was
first
just like,
time.
ugh,
I
this is looking
know.
bad. Oh,
I was
it's not
worried for
Dylan.
him.
It's I always call Dylan. I
Brian.
always call Brian Dylan, and I don't know why.
He looks more like a
So I'm sorry.
Dylan to you.
Yeah, I guess he looks more like a Dylan,
Yeah.
but Brian, yeah, there's a lot of foreshadowing, and
That he
I
was
was
gonna
like,
get
this
cut.
does not look good for
It did
Brian.
not look. I really thought he was a goner during this
Oh,
date.
yeah.
Yeah. And she kept saying, like, what happened? Where is the guy that was in Connecticut? They watched the
Or like
movie.
earlier in the date.
Yeah, they watched the movie, cuddled up, and then they bought the same ingredients at the market that were they were cooking in the film. And then they kind of had a gross food challenge there for Brian. Like he had to eat sea urchin at the market, and then they go and make frog legs. So I would not be into that date at all. Brian was not into it. He said he never cooks.
Like, what do you think that was it though? That he was just like that
Yeah. Is that
cooking took him
enough
so far out
to?
of comfort zone?
That's how I took it. I don't know if he
Because I
just.
feel like cooking is one of those things. Like, it's like, oh, I'm not good at cooking. Like, let's see how bad, like, terrible this meal's gonna end up.
Yeah,
You know what I
he
mean?
could have played it up and had fun with it, and maybe he was just taking it too seriously. Like I better impress her. But yeah, they were really like miles apart in that kitchen. He never put his arm
Yeah, it
around
was like
her.
so awkward.
Yeah, she was
And it
not
was
happy.
hilarious when they're eating dinner and like Andy ate like a frog leg and she was like, yeah, this is pretty bland. And it
Yeah.
was like, oh my gosh, like describing the date as well.
Right, and then she
But
holds up
then
like
things.
the limp frog leg, and she's like, "Yeah, this is not
Yeah.
inspiring
But
romance
things
right
got a little
here."
bit better after they went for real dinner. They went to a bistro and got some food and they actually ate it. Can you believe that? They
Yeah,
ate the
they
food.
ate the beef. I like that too,
And
that she was like, "Let's go get real food." Like that's what would happen in real life. Your meal doesn't turn out, and you can kind of turn a bad date around and laugh it off, and that gave him kind of the confidence to be like, "Okay, now I'm back in
yeah,
the comfort
and then
zone."
it suddenly like turned again, and he was just like, yeah, like I should have kissed you, like I should have kissed you every moment I like had a chance. And she's like, well, why didn't you?
Yeah.
And he's just like, man, like I don't know, like, but I just felt like it
He
was
seemed
so good, and then
normal.
it went so bad, and then it just kind of like was good again.
Yeah.
But in, like, such a short span of time.
Right. It was a really realistic scenario, I think. Like, watching, you know, not, you don't always have, like, things don't always go exactly how you expect, or it's not, like, electric every second. And then, he, you know, if you're just kind of, maybe it was in his head too much, or, you know, there's cameras around, like we, you know, Randy pointed out, like, it's not the most romantic to have, you know, if you think about, there's other people in that room where they're cooking, you just don't see them. And, you know, if he's a normal guy, is not going to be the most comfortable in front of cameras. And, you know, so it gave him that chance to say, yeah, like, I regret not cuddling up with you in the kitchen. And, you know, we still have this connection. And
so. But luckily they found another kitchen to make out with.
Yeah.
Brian is the king of, like,
finding,
like, going back, and you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
returning to the scene of the crime and kissing.
It's like the comeback, like, okay, let's do a redo.
Yeah, exactly.
That is cute. That is
the
cute.
Redo kid.
Yeah, I like that.
Anyway, he got a rose, mm-hmm, despite all of the, you know, misgivings and that went on during the dinner portion.
That speaks well of Andy.
The first dinner portion.
Right. It speaks well of her that she also, I feel like there would be other bachelorettes that'd be like, eh, you know what? He's a goner. Like, he wasn't, like, paying attention to me during the cooking, and, you know, they would have let him go. And I think that she's like, I'm going to give him another chance. And he brought it back, and that she allowed him to do that, allowed, like, it, you know, gave it the space it needed, and they had their connection and kissed a bunch at the end.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Whose team is Dylan on? Do I? No,
Brian,
Rob has him, right?
Yeah, Brian.
Oh, yeah, Brian. I keep thinking I have him because I had, like, the collection of all the sports people.
You had all the sports guys, but no. Yeah, Rob's team's doing well. We'll recap that at the end because he has Dylan as well. Maybe that's also why you confuse them.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. They, like, they don't even look alike. I just can't keep it straight.
No. That's all right. What is next? The next thing would be the what we normally would have, the cocktail party, but this time around
we skipped it.
Yeah, Andy, you know, just gonna not play by the rules, which they always, I feel like every season they have a moment like that where it's like, ooh, she doesn't, you know, they don't want to have a rose ceremony, or they don't want to have a
cocktail
party.
Yeah, I feel like it's
mine's made up.
I feel like it's one of those things where Rob says that, like, they in Survivor, they always want to be able to say, like, this is a Survivor first. And I feel like that happens in The Bachelor as well. Like, it's like, for the first time, like, Sean doesn't play by the rules. He gives a first impression rose just when he wants.
Yeah.
And then this is another thing, like,
yeah,
Andy doesn't play by the rules. She, you know, cuts as many people as she wants.
Yeah, yeah. So if it's been too much the same each week, and it's like, what can we do to shake it up this time? And so,
yeah, and it's just kind of like, I feel like half the time they don't even have rules. They're just like, eh, just, you know, have at her,
right? And then this time they play it as like, I'm taking this very seriously. I know who, you know, I have three guys that my mind's made up that they can go home. And it really just speaks to what we were talking about with Randy, that yeah, she kind of probably had her mind made up from night one with these guys. This wasn't really a shocker, I don't think, of three, that these three were the three that went home. I feel like there were four that could have gone.
I feel like we could have called that from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was Patrick and Andrew. The
luckily they romance. Get to snuggle get to on the plane home together.
Exactly.
They can watch a nice little rom-com. Maybe they can watch Never Been Kissed if they're flying on Air Canada.
Yeah. And then it was Markel, and Cody was the one who I thought, I was surprised, stayed.
Yeah, he got a rose, and I was like, what?
This is your last round draft picks hanging in there. Mr. Thankful.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. I was sad to
never
see.
Never thought I would be there.
Sad to see Markel leave. The other two,
yeah, I think
so
we
much.
All were. And it, like, and again, back to that, like, stellar edit. Mm-hmm. And his goodbye message, he came off really great.
Right.
Like, being like, you know, I'm want to find love, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I guarantee out of the three of these guys will be back on a Bachelor franchise show within the next year. Lock
Could
and
be in
loaded.
Bachelor in Paradise, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like
Yeah, all three of these would be good.
I feel like Andrew and Patrick are like, I feel like they're slotted for Bachelor in Paradise. And I feel like if there gets enough of a grassroots movement, I feel like Markel could have a good shot at being the Bachelor.
Oh, we got a lot of questions about that, actually.
And so I feel like it could put a lot of those rumors to rest about, you know, is the Bachelor racist?
Right.
And I know it didn't really work out well last season because there was that grassroots movement for Juan Pablo to be the Bachelor, and that didn't work out that well. But I feel like we've seen more of Markel this season than we saw of Juan Pablo. So, like, last time we were just kind of basing it all off on, like, oh my God, he's so cute, and he has a great accent, and he has a daughter, and that's adorable. Where I feel like Markel has a little more substance.
Yeah. Yeah, he said something like, oh, this
And he could be a fun lead.
I think so. Made me some of his wardrobe choices, I don't know. but he'd have a stylist then, so I think they could make it. And I like some of his quirky style, but
I feel like he's like at least like he's not bland.
No, he's
good. Not bland with his clothing. I may not agree with all of his choices, but
Right. Oh, we could have a cookie themed Bachelor season. Like they all I don't know.
I'd be DTF for that.
That would be great. Yeah, he said that, you know, he had like kind of the thing that you kind of want to say at the end, not that he was just like totally devastated that it wasn't with Andy, but just he said like, oh, it made me a believer in love again, which actually that's a really good quote for someone who's going to be the next Bachelor to just say like, oh, like now I'm inspired to find love. And and he did cry, but that's all right.
We'll forgive it because it's Markel.
It's Markel. And then Andrew said like that he was bullied, played the bully card.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It must be so hard being a good-looking rich guy.
Right?
So difficult.
Remember earlier in the episode when he was defending himself to Markel? He's like, I don't care. It doesn't matter how much money you make or where you come from. It's like, yeah.
And all this time. I feel like Markel didn't even, like wasn't even very – what's the word I'm looking for? He wasn't very attacky. He was just like, listen, like, this is what I heard.
Right.
And, like, I feel like it would have been better if they would have done it in private. But, like, the producers aren't going to let that happen.
Right. So maybe they were in Dylan's ear to, like, egg him on. Like, yeah, get it out,
well,
man.
Not even. Just be like, no, let's just do it here. But, like, I feel like Markel went about it in a very respectful, mature manner. And that Andrew kind of did what he did last time. It was just like, no.
Yeah.
Totally. And maybe that's just me having a little bit of a Markel colored glasses on.
Yeah.
But I thought Markel came off great and I thought Andrew did not.
Agreed. And then Patrick, his line leaving was that she didn't get to fully experience me.
Ew.
And then he said, I thought this was interesting. I've heard from multiple people, not just girls, that I have qualities paramount to being a husband. Do you think the other person was telling him that was Andrew? Where he's hearing that he's
that or his
a great
mother.
Husband? Yeah. Not just girls I've dated, but yeah. So
I rolled that. I was like, Patrick, like, get away.
Yeah.
Stop. We'll miss stop what you're doing.
Some of your confessions.
That's why you're single, because you say stuff like that.
You need to fully experience me too.
Ew.
And then you'll fall in love.
Gross.
Yeah.
You need to fully experience a shower after hearing that.
Well, let's see. We've got some questions. I talked about we sort of addressed this already. Both Jessica Frey and Rachel Lehman were asking if Markel could be the next Bachelor, or does his early boot disqualify him? But so we've discussed that. I think it's possible. Like,
I think he has a good shot.
Maybe if you agree, then start tweeting at Bachelorette ABC and let them
know. There's lots of fan accounts already because one followed me on Twitter.
Oh, interesting.
That's like Team Markel for the Bachelor or something like that.
Okay, nice.
So I've seen a lot of tweets saying like Markel.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Is Markel on Twitter?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Okay. I bet he is. We'll have to find it. Next, Mark Solera says, Nick's poetry, 1 or 0 on the Nicole scale?
0.00000. If I could give it a -1, I would. And that's not just Nick's poetry. That's all poetry. All poetry gets a 0.
And did you notice when he was breaking out the poetry, he said something like, now I'm not the secret admirer.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, how do the other guys know this?
Right. And they never showed it. So they must have chatted about it.
And I feel like Nick isn't the type of guy to wear a pinky ring. So, and the secret admirer, or you know, the secret admirer in the clip was wearing a pinky ring.
Okay, so it's just like a maybe it wasn't even a guy writing it. It was just one of the producer assistants writing the fake letter.
Yeah,
stock footage, someone in a pinky ring.
Yeah, they found it on Google Vids.
Let's see. No, yeah, it was definitely a zero. It did dock points. I mean, it's like now he's just doing too many things. You know, like flowers.
I still like him.
Still like
him. And I think
him.
It might just
he's
be
my only
because
one on
he
my
looks
draft.
Like Neville Longbottom, and I always had a thing for Neville.
Did you? I started thinking that he looks kind of like Jason Segel, and he's cute, so.
Ooh, he's like the love child of Neville Longbottom and Jason Segel,
ooh,
both whom I have
makes
crushes
this
on.
Art. Yeah. Yeah, I can't go
so
wrong.
I'm
cute.
Fine with it.
Yeah, he's cutie. He looked good in the mime outfit, too, I think.
He did.
Even though he was grumpy.
But you know what? He needs a little more facial hair. I feel like he shaved and that was a bad move for him. He needs a little bit of a beard.
Baby face?
Yeah. He needs just a little bit of stubble.
What did you think about how she, like, he was kind of grumpy on the date?
It was kind of like, all right, Nick, like, I know this isn't fun.
Right.
But, like, you're in France. Yeah. You're with a pretty girl. You're with some guys who I'm sure he likes a few of the guys. And, you know, just
play the game.
Yeah, just get over it. Stop being a wuss and
yeah.
Whatever.
If she wasn't like, if he was kind of one of the.
He was being hella cranky, and I love one of my favorite adjectives is salty.
Salty.
I need to start working it into my vocabulary more. And
she
like,
said
she
it
was
a lot.
Like, Nick is salty, and I was like, yeah, girl, like that is what he is right now.
Yeah, definitely. I think if he was one of the lower, you know, lower on the. In her power rankings, that would have, you know,
I didn't think of that, but you're right.
He kind of is, like, taking for granted that he's a front runner.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it was on that date where...
It's like, you're not going to get a one-on-one date every time.
No.
Like, it's just not going to happen.
Right, no. But was it Cody that straight up asked him, do you think you're a front runner? And he's like, yeah, probably. I kind of like how he's just like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he's right.
Yeah, yeah. And then Mark also asked, was I supposed to hate Nick after this episode? As I don't. And you kind of addressed that. Do you think they were trying to make us hate him?
Kind of. But I feel like the general consensus was that we don't hate him.
Right. No.
I feel like so many people are just like anti-Cody that we don't care.
Right.
That like Nick is making fun of him because we'd all want to make fun of him too if we had the chance.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We have the chance and we do.
Brandon Lancey wants to know, how much control do you think the Bachelorette has over the number of people who go home each week? I understand that they need to keep a certain number of people in order to fill an episode quota, but we always end up with people with no chance of winning late into the season. Cody.
Did we cut less people kind of in the beginning? Like when Bradley and... when Brad and Brett went, like, I feel like
usually there's
three or four people go at that time where only two went. So they could have spread it out a little bit more, but, I feel like they might have some control to a certain extent. Like if she wanted to cut five people, they would have been like, no.
Right.
But because it's probably one more guy than they wanted, it was probably okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like now we're finally down to the guys that aside from Cody, we've seen her have interactions with. They've all had one-on-one dates besides Cody. And so now we're kind of finally down to like where, yeah, even though there's some front runners, like you can sort of make a case for these other guys a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree that if she had said, well, I only want to have these three. Well, she has to have four hometown dates. They have to have group dates still. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said before, like I think they like having some of the like never before on The Bachelor, this happens. And so they kind of like that. They like to have a little bit of different kind of thing going on. So,
right. They make it look like Andy's taking control of her love life.
Yeah.
Lori Walker Mello says, Josh and Cody have both had pretty aggressive conversations with other guys in the house, displaying a possible short fuse. Do you really think that Andy isn't privy to any of these conversations that take place when she's not there? Secondly, if she doesn't currently have access to this footage, how do you think it would impact the outcome if she did have access to it? So let's say she were to like watch they had a clip of what Andrew said to JJ, or, you know, she got to see them chatting when
I
she's
think
not there.
That kind of major stuff would have an impact, mm-hmm. because it's like big stuff. But
yeah.
I think if we saw Cody, like if she saw Cody saying something to Nick, I don't think that would be as big of a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the first part of the question again? Like
that Josh and Cody were both kind of aggressive with other guys. Like, so Josh, when he talked to Andrew about the hostess's phone
right.
number, like if she saw them have that short fuse, would that be a turnoff? And does she really, not know about this?
My naivete makes me say that I don't think she knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she can probably has like a, because she didn't say anything that night when they brought up the telephone number. So,
right.
No. But I do think she does get those, that intuition, and like starting to know the guys a little bit better, knows when something's a little off.
Yeah.
But I don't think she like, I don't think the producers are telling her, because they want to have that moment where that comes out.
I think they might be saying
and
things
she's a little
like,
heartbroken.
I think they might be saying like, oh, you might want to try to get something out of, like, something's been happening. I think they might like plant, but they want to have her natural reaction. So they won't say, oh, they're mad at Andrew because of X, Y, Z. But they think
right.
they might say, oh, you know, you might want to, Cody probably has something to tell you about another guy, or, you know.
Yeah. I'm not really good at wearing the tinfoil hat of,
we need Randy back for this.
Yeah. Of conspiracy theories and uh-huh. editing, just cause like, I honestly don't know. And,
right.
you know, I lean on the optimistic side of whatever. Like,
yeah, I don't think she ever heard anything about that hostess's phone number. That was just kind of
no, it doesn't
for that
seem
episode.
Like it.
And,
I feel
yeah.
like we would definitely have heard about it if she did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she would have been pissed.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, that they didn't really show like, how they randomly mentioned the secret admirer note. So
yeah,
she must have just
it didn't
like,
really have like a payoff.
No. So we'll find out.
It was just kind of like, oh, there, here's
sometime.
A thing.
Liza Judd says, forget the picks you already have. Who is your winner? Honestly, if your name isn't Josh or Nick, go home. The rest, she doesn't have a real connection. Her and Marcus just kiss. There is no substance. Sorry, Haley. we didn't really talk about Marcus that much. So what do you think about
that? If they don't have substance, then it leaves it open for me to have substance with
just
them.
Just kind of like that. Tasso silver lining for me.
Exactly.
Andy
can't
have
them all. You gotta always look on the bright side.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. I think Nick is definitely the front runner.
Nick. Josh, I mean, I'm thinking about trying to think about what the preview showed. It looked like there was some, maybe he was getting in the hot seat a little bit, but I agree that Nick and Josh seem like her number one and two.
And I feel like I think that Josh, it'll end up being like, okay, I don't have quite as an emotional connection with you as I do with this other person.
Okay.
And you'll be crushed. But
he will.
I agree that those are one and two.
Because Chris has really kind of dropped back. Like,
yeah, he has.
This episode wasn't romantic much. Between them. It was just him giving her information, which sort of puts him more in the friend zone. And then JJ, I think, is stepping up. And Brian... We didn't see anything really with Dylan.
Yeah, I think Dylan's gone next week.
Yeah. So that's all I have for questions. Did you have any tweets to share?
Yeah, I got a few tweets.
Awesome.
So I have two from one of my faves, Kelly Travis, at Kelly Travesty. Mm-hmm. So the first one is, Patrick and Andrew are excited they get to begin their journey as a couple. And I agree. They probably cozied up on the plane ride home.
Nice that we didn't have to separate
them. And enjoyed
them.
Their time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. That was very kind of Andy to do that.
Definitely.
And another tweet I have from her is, slightly jealous of Cody's cleavage in that deep V.
Yeah. That's what I said in the first when we were picking. I can't go out with someone with a bigger chest than me, so.
That's true. And Jacqueline Swartz at Jacqueline Swartz. Mm-hmm. Never trust a pantsypreneur. Yeah, JJ has been stirring shit up, but I think he just has like one of those faces that you're just like, "Aw, JJ," that you wouldn't suspect him to be.
Oh, you wouldn't expect someone in silly
causing
pants.
Causing an S storm.
No, you wouldn't.
And then I have another tweet from at Mel Got Served, and she said, "When I watch the show, I wish poetry was dead." And I agree 100%.
Killing it episode by episode, slowly.
Yeah. Killing me.
Yeah. No, I really, yeah, I didn't I didn't think Nick was the one to do a cheesy poem. It's
I know.
disappointing.
I had so much more faith in him.
Yeah. But she liked it, so it's
Yeah, she
worked for some
did.
of these girls.
I think one of the requirements of being the Bachelorette is like you have to like poetry.
Yeah.
That is the one reason why I would never be selected as the
Is
Bachelorette.
it just a case of like he can do no wrong, like if it was somebody else?
No, if a guy read poetry to me, I'd be like, ooh,
Oh, I'm gonna show
uncomfy.
myself out. Back away slowly. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, well, I have to go wash my hair now, so this has been fun. You'll get the bill, right? And then I had a tweet from Jason Biggs at Jason Biggs. Have
Bachelorette
you been watching
fan.
Orange is the New Black yet?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't, but I really want to because I want to check out Taylor Cotter and Jessica Lease on their recaps, but I haven't seen season one yet, so I'm just waiting for like
Oh, see,
a
I have a
binge
couple
weekend.
episodes left of season one, and I really have to like finish those so I can get to season two so I can
Yeah, I've
listen
heard season two is
to Taylor and
amazing.
Jessica.
Yes.
But you should listen to them anyway, so
I
the
will.
audience,
Oh,
not
yeah,
just
they,
you,
yeah,
but like
everyone
you
should.
and the audience.
Yeah.
If we were speaking in French, it would be vous,
Yeah.
would be the form I would be
But
using.
if it was Andy, it'd be y'all. Y'all should
French
listen.
joke.
Language humor.
Anyway, so Jason Biggs said, these guys should mime a human centipede and see how the crowd reacts. The crowd was not
Yeah.
impressed with them. They
Not
were
at
like,
all.
ew, who are these weirdos
I just feel like,
stereotyping our culture?
yeah, exactly. Like, are there any like mime shows that are really going on in France that people are like, oh, yay, mime, finally. Like,
Ugh.
no.
And the last tweet I have is from the Bachelorette herself at Andy
Oh.
Dorfman. For those of you wondering, yes, Chris B. Harrison and I planned out the turtleneck this episode.
Yeah, I did notice that turtleneck, so that's funny.
Yeah, I'm not into turtlenecks, but whatever floats your boat.
Right.
So you can follow all these people on Twitter along with Amy and I. You can find me at hstrong underscore, and you can find Amy at RHAP recapper. So you
Definitely.
can follow us all season long. We
Oh.
tweet about other things besides The Bachelor, which is also fun.
Yes. And I wanted to, before we wrap up, I want to cover our draft as well.
Oh,
Yes,
yes.
because we have at least one person that has requested this, so we don't want to let that person down. And I also want to thank Mark Solera, who adds things for me. And it's pretty pitiful right now. I only have Nick V remaining. And so he brought me 4 points this week by having a few kisses. Sadly, we didn't incorporate poems into this draft because I would have got another point that way. But
Thankfully.
yeah, I am at 27 this week, up just 4 points from last week. Markel left, so that was all I had. This is Nick B. Your team, Haley, you got 10 points for Josh this week with all those kisses. He had the most
Damn, boy.
kisses and the one-on-one. And then you have Marcus, Josh M, and Cody hanging in there. Still on your team, but Patrick
Like,
left.
how is Cody still there? Like, how is
I
that a
know.
thing?
Exactly. This is the biggest shock of the season. And it looks like maybe next week he gets a one-on-one. I'm not sure. But if we go by the
Yeah.
preview. So you are at 44 points. Almost a full 20 points ahead of me.
Perfect.
I feel like even if Nick V wins, I don't think I can win. And
Sorry.
then Rob, he still has four people remaining. Andrew left, which was no shock. But he has JJ, Dylan, Brian, who got 8 points this episode with those kisses as well in the one-on-one, and Chris. And he's got 12 points this week, and he's at 51. So pretty commanding lead for Rob. Again, he knows his drafts.
Yeah, that's he did well.
Definitely. Right, so we talked about
So
how to
yeah,
follow
follow
us
us
on
on
Twitter.
Twitter. Check out the Bachelor blogger on robhasawebsite.com, Terry Terones, and his blog is always funny. And I also write about The Bachelorette among other TV and different things on my personal blog, Haley, Haley, strong.wordpress.com. So if you feel like checking that out. head over there.
Nice. What do you
think?
Have you written yours?
I think that's it.
Have you written yours this week yet?
What do you think? I'm working on it. I'm about halfway done. By the time this episode comes out, I might have it done, but I usually try to like link to the podcast in the blog, so it'll come out like shortly after.
Awesome. All right. Thanks everybody for listening. And again, check out our podcast with Randy if you missed it this past week. And we'll see you next time. Peace out, Petunias.